This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Jay Powell went up to Capitol Hill today. The Fed chair did his twice yearly congressional briefing for lawmakers. Technically, in case you're curious, called the Monetary Policy Report. The TLDR goes like this. Economy is basically fine. Yeah, he's a bit worried about coronavirus. Trade has settled somewhat, but he's keeping an eye on it. Interest rates aren't going anywhere. But then at one point in his report, Powell, well, he wrote this, and this is a quote, "Levels of business debt continue to be elevated, with the riskiest firms accounting for most of the increase in debt in recent years." Now, the reason that's a worry? Well, because when, not if, but when things go economically south, that debt is going to be harder to pay back, and that is not a good thing. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
Interest rates are low right now by historic standards. It doesn't cost a lot to borrow money. Chris Zaccarelli at Independent Advisor Alliance says it's true for a family buying a house.
You have a higher credit score and you're enabled to lower mortgage rates or lower car loans, whereas if you were considered more of a risky borrower, you'd have to pay higher interest rates. The same thing is true for corporations.
And it's the high-risk corporate bonds that are on the rise. This isn't the Amazon, Google, Nike, Facebooks of the world with plenty of cash on hand. Zaccarelli says it's
companies that are very capital intensive in terms of having property, plant, equipment, so industrial companies, energy companies.
Especially those exposed to risks, like drilling for oil or buying land. Some pension and mutual funds are looking to higher risk bonds because returns aren't high enough on safer investments, says University of Portland finance professor Brian Adams.
They need to earn 5, 6, 7%. To be able to do that, they got to find riskier debt now.
This rise in low-grade corporate debt could be dangerous if companies start to see sales fall and cash flow decline, says Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics.
Do they pay on their debt, start to pull back on their hiring and investment? That will exacerbate the economic downturn.
Similar to how risky mortgage debt contributed to the financial crisis a decade ago. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.